You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
So, the four angels who had been prepared for the hour, day, month, and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now, listen to this, verse 16. The number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. Then John says this, I heard the number of them. First off, my advice to you, I've said it before, is don't go swimming in the Euphrates River. Talk about you don't want to go swimming with the great white shark up there in Daytona Beach. I don't want to go swimming in the Euphrates River. Not with these four guys hanging around there. Notice this. The armies, this is a flesh and blood man armies, the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. I wonder how he heard that. Must have been something like this. Psst, by the way, John, there's 200 million of them. Said that in a world that had maybe 40 million people in the entire population. He says, when this happens, there's going to be 200 million people lined up here at the Euphrates River. What can we take out of this? First off, this was the atheist proof text for some almost two millennia. More people are in hell today. More brilliant, high IQ brains are in hell today because of this verse. They said, there's not 200 million people in the world. Obviously, the Bible's not true. It just wasn't time yet. Now, the army of China, as of 2011, boasts an army of guess how many people? 200 million. It just wasn't time yet. The Chinese army is over 200 million people strong. And it's waiting for the time. So now, you don't need faith in the number anymore. You don't need faith in that one. It's already happened. You either had faith or you didn't. It's funny, you know, sometimes God says these things to weed out the unbelievers. I think he just threw that number out there to weed off everyone that didn't have. Oh, by the way, John, there's going to be 200 million people of them. And that just got out this, whatever you want to call it, knife, and just sliced right through. And everyone without faith, everyone that doesn't believe the word of God, even when you don't understand it, left and departed. Those that trust in their God and believe in him, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your paths. Everyone who believed in God, regardless of what they see with their eyes, stuck with him because they believe God keeps his word. Everyone else no longer walk with him anymore. Just like John 6:66 in your Bible. It says they no longer walk with Jesus anymore. Okay. It's the last hour. God's clock is on the move once again. The question is, are you ready? The Lord Jesus himself said, be ye also ready. For at an hour you think not, the Son of Man cometh. If you miss this, according to the word of God, you're lost. You can't miss his return. You don't get a second chance. We're living in the last hour. The clock's moving again. God's countdown clock is ticking. Sign number four is probably a surprise to everyone in here. Sign number four that God's countdown clock is ticking? Indifference in the world. Scripture verse, Matthew 24:12, says, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will, King James says, will wax cold. Indifference in the world. Because of all the evil in the world, the love of men. Man, I think you and I fulfill this scripture verse more than anybody. Ever drive by someone stranded on the side of the road at night? And you just kept on going? Because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will wax cold. This wax cold means to breathe cool by blowing on it, to grow cold. A spiritual energy blighted or chilled by a poisonous wind. Here's another quote I read to help explain this, as if we needed any more help explaining this. News is filled today with horror stories that confirm love has waxed cold. Physical and sexual abuse in families. Adultery is not only the norm, but encouraged on TV and movies. Mothers drown their children. Wives shooting their preacher husbands in the back, which my wife was here today to hear that one. Husbands that kill their whole families. Teens who dump newborns into trash dumpsters and then go back to the prom. The list goes on and on. Children blowing up schools. We have become so immune to the horrific stories that we accept them as commonplace. Paul said this is the last hour. 2 Timothy 3 says, know this, in this last hour, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving. Slanderers, without self-control, brutal, not loving what is good. Traitors, headstrong, having been puffed up, proud. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Then he says this, from such people turn away. Notice Paul's admonition, turn away. Well, now perhaps you say, well, any age can say that. Anything I've read to you, any age can say that. Not any age before May 15th, 1948 can say that. We are living in this time now. Israel is the focal point in time and history. Once Israel became a nation again, God's end times and countdown clock started ticking. Okay, number five. This is the last one. Indifference in the church. Indifference in the church. Scripture verse? Revelation 3:15. Revelation 3:15 describes us the last church that's going to be holding Sunday services before the end of the age and Jesus Christ comes back. It's known as the lukewarm church in the Bible. By Jesus' own confession or profession or determination. He said, I know your works. This is Jesus speaking. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. Therefore, since you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am wealthy and I've become rich and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold, having been tried by fire, so that you may become rich, and white robes, so that you may be clothed, and the shame of your nakedness may not appear. An eye salve, so that you may anoint your eyes in order that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Be zealous, therefore. Now, here's his solution. Here's Jesus' solution if you fall into this lukewarm church. Be zealous, therefore. The word literally meant like boiling water. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. This is another sign that the clock is ticking away in this last hour. The church of Jesus Christ becoming lukewarm. Now, here's the best definition of lukewarm I've ever heard. It means to be the same temperature as your surroundings. Lukewarm means to be the same temperature as your surroundings. God help us. Lukewarmness in the church, even. This is what I said last week. Oh, man, this is the one place, at least you know you can go, where you're going to hear the truth, right, is in church. I mean, this is the one place, at least in the world, you can count on, where you're going to get some crazy guy like me telling you what the Word of God says and not standing for all this stuff that you see here. Having one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. What characterizes a lukewarm church? I'll tell you. A pastor that won't tell you to look around this world. A pastor that won't tell you, smell the coffee. A pastor that won't help you get right with God. A pastor that won't help you get your priorities right. The Lord Jesus speaks to the lukewarm church and says, because you say, I am wealthy and have become rich and have need of nothing. And then he says, and you do not know. In other words, those that are in the lukewarm church don't know it. They don't know it. No one knows they're in a lukewarm church. Would you be in the church that Jesus says, you make me sick to my stomach? Would you? You wouldn't stay in that. I don't mean the church building. I mean your heart. Your heart condition? How do you know then? How do you know if you are lukewarm? The answer would be, are you the same temperature as your surroundings? Are you the same temperature as your surroundings? If you are, then you're lukewarm. He says, I could wish you were hot. What else does he say? Or cold. He could even take it if you're cold. He could even take it if you're cold. But lukewarm, dead fish, lukewarm, the same temperature, doing the same old things as the stuff around here. That is what he says makes me sick. Are you the same temperature as your surroundings? Or are you hotter? Or are you colder? We got the answer today. He's already answered it. We're going to answer it today before we take communion and before you walk out the door. If you find yourself in the lukewarm, with a lukewarm heart, we're going to change it today before you walk out the door. And you won't be lukewarm anymore. When the church is worldly, you'll know the end times clock is ticking. Worldly. Like ordaining homosexual pastors. Talk about being the same temperature as your surroundings. Homosexual pastor? Church is doing worldly things to get people in the door. I hope and trust and believe that all you that come in here, though I might be a little crazy, you like the Word of God, and that's what draws you in here. Because at least you know you're going to hear the truth here for 40 minutes. At least you know that.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily.